So Craig has got this amazing whirligig mustache.
Dude, it's the best mustache.
Craig right now is totally just like 1920s candy daddy. Like
candy daddy?
All right, come on, look at me. Look at me, candy daddy.
See,
you're so twee.
I mean, look, okay. I guess maybe I'm thinking about the gatekeeper in The Wizard of Oz. Didn't he have a crazy mustache?
So I think he's called Candy Daddy? Is that the character name?
As I have said before, these are the words that came out of my
mouth. Welcome to Wonka House. I'm Candy Daddy.
Charlie, get your stuff. We're going home. We're going back to the bed with all your grandparents.
No, okay, but let me say this really quick. But so I've been seeing Craig a lot lately. He's directing the show that I'm starring in. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen him a lot, and I swear, before yesterday, when we had rehearsal for 4 hours, when did I see you before that? Thursday, I guess?
Yes, yeah.
I swear you didn't have a mustache.
Not at all.
No, he had a beard.
Did he?
Yeah.
A full
beard. Are you serious right
beard,
now?
Okay. Like, all the way down to his chest.
The way most men stereotypically don't notice women getting their hair cut... Craig's facial hair loses me.
It's just a blur.
Because it happens so quickly, it seems, one way and or the other.
You showed up yesterday after having seen him Thursday night and thought he grew that mustache in 2 days.
Okay, I didn't know. I was
one day.
No, okay, first off, I get this now. Okay, I see Craig a whole bunch doing this show. So clearly, I've been seeing this beard grow slowly, little by little, each passing day or 2 days, and then all of a sudden, between Thursday and Saturday, he shaved off the beard and got this luxurious candy daddy mustache.
It is an amazing mustache.
It is out of hand.
It is clearly controlled. Yeah. I can tell it's waxed.
Look, I don't have wax, but I did the best I could with what I had.
What did you hold on? What do you do if you don't have wax?
Butter. No,
I'm just kidding. I can believe it's butter.
So the first time I met Craig.
Oh.
He had a waxed mustache.
Was it that big?
Yeah.
Well, when was that? How long ago?
It was when he worked at the palace.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't related to working at a historic site. I was just messing around.
Yeah, you're an interpreter.
Like I'm doing now.
What role is this man? Candy Daddy. Colonial Candy Daddy.
Yeah, it was. He was very steampunkish the day I first met him.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Because you had the
you
vest
put on some
on
goggles and a top hat. Yes. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you had a monocle.
I did. I lost my monocle.
Oh, you would be like younger Monopoly Man. Yeah.
Monopoly Baby.
Monopoly Candy.
Candy
Baby.
Daddy, Monopoly Baby. Candy Daddy, meet Monopoly Baby. Monopoly Baby.
What a terrible string of words.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, anytime you mess around with facial hair like that, how people will not notice it for a long time.
That's
too
weird.
And like, I'll see them try to process what it is. They're like, did you get a haircut?
Or yes.
And it is drastic. Like, this is,
yeah.
To me, this is a drastic change.
Yeah. No, it is. to everyone else as well.
So the question is, did you warn Jess or just walk out of the bathroom?
No, she knew it was coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was waiting really to get through our trip to the mountains last week.
And because it was for warmth.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it was nice to have.
Yeah, I bet. It really was.
You still have yours because you went skiing again.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have a fresh face because I never go skiing.
George never even considered it.
No. Adair hates it when I grow facial hair.
Yeah.
I've had to do it a few times for plays, but hates it.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen you do it once. That was the first time I met you, was you were doing Les Mis.
Yeah, I was doing Les Miserable Candy Daddy.
The Miserable Candy Daddy.
It's so sad.
Full disclosure, Claire hates it too.
When I grow facial hair?
Yep. Yeah.
That's universal.
It's very upsetting for all of us. Don't do it anymore.
So I saw your picture on Facebook last night that you put up.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, Craig did a thing. Claire was like, what? I was like, the mustache. Oh, yeah.
So she did notice it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sierra said it looked like Val Kilmer from Tombstone, which is fair.
Yeah. Yeah, Doc Holliday.
Well, and I place you more late Old West with that.
Yeah. More the Kurt Russell from Tombstone than the Val
Kilmer. Yeah, okay. I see that too.
Yeah.
Once you wax
I go Wonka first.
Yeah, I'll say once you wax it, it pulls you out of the Old West.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they took such good care with it as opposed to just...
No, that's more gentlemanly, when you pull it out of the...
Yeah, with wax.
Okay.
There are a number of items you can buy now for beard care and mustache
care. So much.
So what do you even do? Like, how do you decide? Do you want to buy a whole bottle of beard maintenance?
I own beard oil. That's really the only facial hair thing that I own.
I have a cream thing instead of the oil because I didn't like the way the oil made my skin feel.
Okay, wait. So what is the advantage of using beard oil? I honestly don't know.
Keith, by the way, is sporting a beard.
Yeah.
It helps my face from being really dry and itchy. That's what it is for
me. Why not just use butter?
It also softens it and helps control it a little bit. So if you've got where it's looking wild, it allows you to put something in it that keeps it from looking wild, but without having like too much.
You know what?
I should probably
get some.
Think of conditioner, like shampoo and conditioner for your hair.
That goes on second. It makes the hair smooth.
It does.
Okay. So I never use conditioner, right? I just
wait,
don't.
In your beard, mustache, or hair?
I'm a 2-in-1 guy.
Yeah, so that you're efficient.
I don't look for it, but I'm currently like a 3-in-1 guy. Like I've got like shampoo, conditioner, body wash, I don't know, cologne. I don't know. It's all
you've got a tube over the shower that you just like punch and it just like from the future just like splurts out everything.
Stefan is a 3-in-1 guy.
Yeah. While we're on this tangent.
Wait, Mr.
Here's
Clean
what
is a 3-in-1 guy.
And he doesn't need to be because he's bald.
He's a 1-in-1. He's one and done guy.
He needs to be a nothing in one guy.
He's baby oil. He's baby oil daddy.
Just rub that on your head, baby oil daddy.
No. When I'm buying shampoo, conditioner, whatever the case, I'm looking for, very honestly, I'm looking for a giant dark blue color.
With a squirt top.
With the squirt top. That's it. Okay? I'm looking for a dark blue color, squirt top, large quantity.
Roughly $1.99.
I'm not in a fantasy world. I'm not getting that large blue tub for $1.99.
I said you can't get a pump top for $1.99.
Oh, you're not.
That alone, the hardware is worth it. Yeah.
I know for a fact that whatever the one is in my shower right now, it is not the same brand that I had before, but there we are.
It's whatever was available.
I literally picked it up and said, oh, here's what I'm looking for. I looked at it and said, oh, it's got all the things in it. Okay.
Ooh, lavender.
And that was the end. Couldn't even tell you. If it's got lavender shit, I don't know.
But you know if it's dark blue or gray, it's for a man.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. That is honestly it.
It's not that clear, though. No. I'm telling you, like I said, I never use conditioner. Jess does, and she has purple hair, and she has conditioner that helps
hold the
color different. In, right?
Did it make your hair purple?
No, because I didn't use it, but I didn't know what it was, and I squirted it all into my hand, right. And I was like, this looks wrong, because it's more black than anything. It's just like I had a handful of black oil, right? Like I just like hit
but
the
it's
Texas
not going to make, it's not going to change your color.
What if
color.
It did? We don't know.
Well, it changed my skin color because...
Whoa.
Because I was like, I don't know what to do with this. Is this like... So have you ever had those moments where you're staying in the shower like, I'm an idiot. I don't know
every
what I'm
day.
Doing.
You don't want to throw it away, so you just rub it on your face.
I didn't...
So you had a black stain on your palm?
Again, yeah. But yes, I did. I literally stood there long enough to where I didn't know what to do. The indecision paralyzed me, and the water just slowly washed it out of my palm and turned my palm black for half an hour.
Well, you stared at it.
What? But that's the good thing.
Of course I stared at it.
The good thing about the shower is, like, the mistakes wash away.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, all right, this is the wrong one.
Yeah, you wouldn't do the bathtub, then all the water turns dark.
Yeah. Yes. You gotta drain it and start over.
Call mom. Call mom and bring him some spaghetti.
I made boom boom in the bathtub. And of course, once again, Jess looks at me like I'm just a dumb ape who lives in her house that she's always observing. And so she was like, I wonder why the shower was just covered in purple and black everywhere on the floor. I was like, I don't know what I was doing.
Just runs away.
I tried to add conditioner to my hair and I turned into a fool.
I'm almost 50 and I can't wash myself.
Exactly. I don't want to go into all the details of it fully, but the cabin that we stayed at a couple of weeks ago had a fancy toilet in it.
Oh, it had like
the
a Japanese
fanciest
toilet.
What Peyton was saying. It was a Japanese toilet.
Did
heated,
it thank
heated
you?
Heated seat, had a remote control where it had all these functions where you could control the heat of the seat, control the heat of the water in the bidet. It had like a little wand that would go back and forth that would spray water up. And then like a blast spray.
Did it thank you when you were finished?
It never thanked me.
Okay. Stubbs toilet used to thank you.
Like, grateful. There was literally like a sign on the wall that had to tell you how to use it that you see when you're sitting down. But it was very intimidating.
Did you try any of that stuff?
So here's the thing.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure. I was like, well, when on a fancy toilet,
yeah,
you got to press the buttons, right?
Yeah.
It's not real clear how to turn things off. I had some panic moments on that toilet, man.
Number one. That feels nice. Make it stop.
Yes. Number one, it was very cold water. When I was like, what's this button?
You were in the mountains. Yeah.
This was cold, cold water.
I'll say you had flurries in your bedroom.
Yes. So, yeah, like it was literally like blowing in through. Yeah. Press the little water. There was one button that looked like cigarette smoke. It was like, yeah, this is for smoking, I guess.
Is that the mist?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Blow smoke up your ass.
Why you got to wait? Why you got to mist your butthole?
To clean it.
What's
it's
that
the,
doing?
It's the
cleaning
it's
it.
It's no. The pre-rinse before you hit the power wash.
There were too many buttons. Again, I was a
fool. I've used the bidet.
It's before you apply conditioner. You do the pre-rinse.
Look, man, here's what I know.
It makes the butthole smooth.
The one button was like straight up the butt. Like enema ice cold. And it
that's
was just
the
like
worst kind.
It was straight up. And I was like, I need this to stop.
And but I'm if like, you hop up, it's gonna go all button, over the place.
The temperature button, like nothing was happening until I pressed the other water button. And then the straight up stopped, and then it was just like the ice cold car wash. Swish, swish,
wait,
swish,
okay,
swish.
The
okay,
little
swish,
purple thing.
Swish, well, okay. Swish, swish. And then I was like, none of this will stop. And like I'm not even kidding, guys. 2.5-3 minutes of this. I'm just like on the toilet, sliding back and forth. Like,
and you don't want to stand up because it'll start spraying.
Yes,
the room.
Exactly.
And it'll be obvious what you did. And Jess will come in and say, who is this dumb ape
so
that lives in my house?
It turned. You ever seen Lethal Weapon 2 when he's sitting on the toilet and there's a bomb there? That's how it felt. I was sitting there. I was like, I've got to get off this toilet and water's going to spray everywhere when I do it.
That's what you do. You just bore it.
I just jumped right off.
You did jump off.
Yeah.
And throw a towel over it?
It stopped as soon as I got up.
Oh.
But it
pressure.
Still did throw some water out and onto my pants. But I felt wet for 8 hours. There was no towel that would dry me.
Wait, I have a legit question for the room. Okay.
And it wasn't even like, fine, whatever.
I have a legit question. So twice now in your story, you have talked about a stream that would go left to right of water.
Yes.
Why the hell do you need that?
Diarrhea.
Some people are messy.
Taco
Explosive
Bell.
Explosive diarrhea.
Yeah. General hygiene.
What is? No, look, to clean the toilet bowl, sure.
It's not to clean the toilet bowl.
I know it's not. That's where my question is. What is happening to any of you people? Let me word it like this. I'm gonna get it out like apparently y'all have gotten it out. Okay.
I didn't even really have to go. I was just curious what the machine did.
But now you're having one installed because you can't go back.
No.
Look, Stefan wants one. Stefan has wanted one for years.
A bidet?
Yeah.
My experience with a bidet, I understand it. I was like, this is much faster and cleaner, and I get it.
All right.
What'd you use the bidet for?
To clean my butthole?
Is that what it's for? I don't think it's what it's for.
What?
I think it's for ladies.
No.
I think it's for French ladies.
No, guys.
I grew up with one in my house.
Women?
It was in the girls' bathroom, not the boys' bathroom. And I think it's for ladies.
George, to paraphrase a very famous children's book, everybody shits.
Yes, but I don't know that that's for shit.
Oh, it is.
It's for any number of things. My point that I was trying...
Hold on. What's the number?
Well, wash before eating. You just put your colander down.
It's just a fancy water fountain.
No, what... I want to get back to my disgusting point.
Not my disgusting point, just a different one.
Yeah, no, but because this is a legit question I have. Yeah. I don't understand the need to power car wash spray your butt cheeks.
Pressure washing.
Because we're publishing this conversation, so I'm having trouble figuring out how I want to word this. Is anybody at this table having trouble with poop somehow getting over your butt cheeks when you're using the bathroom? I have not had this problem.
So, Keith, as you get older, you'll find
it's
that
coming
sometimes...
soon, apparently, because I'm not that far behind.
Well, I told Jess we were having breakfast at Harris Teeter this morning, by the way. She said, you guys are prematurely aging Keith. She said,
now
you're
we're
1 week away from
going
to Hardee's.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to use Greg's toilet. So I don't know exactly. But I think it's just... I don't know. Craig, did it just cover the whole area down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't understand that.
I don't know.
It was a full moon eclipse.
Anyway, let's go back to let's go back to how George doesn't think bidets are for dudes.
I think they're for ladies. Because we had one in the girls' bathroom growing up, and we weren't supposed to use it.
So men are just supposed to have dirty buttholes.
Well, no, you're supposed to wipe. Wait, hold on. There's a whole spectrum of difference between dirty buttholes and French bidets.
There's no toilet paper in the women's bathroom, is my understanding.
Right, yeah. Not just in France.
Water hose.
In France.
In France, yeah.
My understanding when I used a bidet was use the bidet, the water washes away, and then you get some, and then you get a little bit of toilet paper to dry yourself.
You dry yourself.
It's more of a butthole baptism.
Pretty much. It's a christening. It's a christening.
But not Baptist. Like, you sat on a Baptist toilet. It was
Take me down to the river. Wearing robes and singing.
Yeah, no,
we're going with Methodist baptism.
Yes.
Yeah. Sprinkles.
Just a sprinkle.
Nothing too invasive.
100%. So you got it turned off. That's right. Oh, were the instructions in Japanese?
Kind of.
Oh.
Yeah?
It was all vague icons. There was no lettering whatsoever. So it was just like
pictures.
Like little rain droplets and then like
pressure washer.
And like literally one that looked like a cigarette burning, like the no smoking sign on an airplane.
What was that one? What if, when you pushed
that? That was mist.
Mist. What? It wasn't smoke.
No.
They should show the faces that you make.
That is the icon. Ooh.
That's the face I made.
Not a bad idea.
I felt like I was being violated. Yeah. It was like straight up in there and cold.
So yeah, that's not needed. That's not needed. The one that I used had the one stream, and basically it was just the power of the stream you could control. And it was
the
just
power
like
of stream will clean you. The power of stream will clean you.
It will. We're not far off from an exorcism here now. Especially if you need windshield wipers across your butthole to take care of it. You need to be calling somebody. Yeah,
this is the windshield wiper, the spectacles.
Yes, yes. We just need to abandon this conversation. It will never end.
You get us on a poop tangent and...
You got us on a poop tangent.
We haven't even talked about baby wipes.
Oh, my God.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Aren't those bad for your plumbing?
Probably.
You should not use them if you have a septic system.
Oh, sure. I know that, but I can't imagine.
Wait, are we talking metaphorically?
What? Don't we all have septic systems?
No. Like a true septic
in your
system.
House.
Oh, what is my body?
Wait, yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
what is this metaphor?
Well, do you have a gravity-fed sewer system or... just a traditional septic system for your poop.
Oh, so the septic system is metaphorical.
I think so. I don't. Neil might have been literal.
No, very literal.
Literal. Yeah, contract your brain.
Septic field. You know, you got the tank and the blah blah. Yeah.
You know, always protect your septic field.
Why are you making it weird?
why are you making it weird? What did you? I'm talking metaphorical again.
No, you made it weird. I'm just saying. There was clearly one of us who made it weird.
Just saying. All I'm saying is, don't let anybody step on your septic field or install a structure on your septic field. Isn't that right, Neil?
I don't know what you're doing, but I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.